This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
My name is Nishant, and today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that will move markets on Wednesday, that is 27th of November. It was indeed a terrific Tuesday on D Street as both Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh record high. The BSE Sensex hit a record high of 41,120 before closing 67 points lower at 40,821, while the Nifty surged to a lifetime high of 12,132 before closing 36 points lower at 12,037. In terms of sectors, the action was seen in the BankEx and FMCG, while profit-taking was seen in telecom, IT, capital goods and auto stocks. The broader markets underperformed, as the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index was down by 0.79%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index closed 0.38% lower. The Indian rupee on November 26 appreciated by 24 paise to close at 71.50 against the US dollar, buoyed by persistent foreign fund inflows and hopes about US-China trade logjam breakthrough. Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh record high. The next big question is, will the rally continue? Experts feel that we could see continuation of the current up move on the back of rebalancing of MSCI's portfolio. Technically, above 12,040, Nifty would halt between 12,150 and 12,200 levels, and any weakness from current levels would be buying opportunity with a medium-term view. Market sentiment has turned positive post latest indications of some encouraging progress towards US-China trade deal. Additionally, consistent buying by FIIs and hopes of continuity of reforms from the government helped the sentiment. Amid expiry jitters, market would watch out for GDP numbers and further development on the US-China trade deal, which could induce some volatility in the markets. Let's understand what the technical indicators are saying about the market. There is no apparent sell signal or weakness on the lower time frame charts, and traders need to maintain an optimistic outlook. As long as Nifty sustains above 11,919 level, it is a buy on dips market. Next target is 12,300 to 12,350, say experts. If Nifty slips below 12,006 kind of levels in the next session, then initially it should slide towards 11,940 levels, where the best buying opportunity is available, with a stop below 11,919 on a closing basis, suggest experts. Three levels to watch out for on Wednesday would be 11,919, 12,132, and 12,200. Moving to stocks in news, Moody's Investor Services on November 26 said it has placed Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited's ratings on review for downgrade after the government decided to privatize the country's second biggest state oil refiner. Vedanta Group firm Hindustan Zinc on Tuesday announced the appointment of Arun Mishra as Deputy Chief Executive Officer. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to SMC Global Security, and here is what they have to recommend. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories is a buy call with a target price of ₹3,200 and stop loss of ₹2,800. Upside potential for this call is 8%. Carborundum Universal is the second call, a buy with a target price of ₹352 and stop loss is ₹300. Upside potential for this call is 10%. Axis Bank is also a buy with a target price of ₹825 and stop loss of ₹700. Upside potential for this call is 10%. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as ₹289 for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.